弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all。
很高兴再有机会来跟大家来分享神的话语。
I'm very happy that once again I do have an opportunity to share God's words with you。
我们先低头来做一个祷告。
May we bow our heads and pray first。
亲爱的天父，感谢你让我们今天有聚集在这里的机会。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. You have given us opportunity to be here together.
我们相信你已经为我们预备了你自己的话语。
I believe you have prepared your own words and message for us.
你要用你的话语照亮我们人生的路程。
You're going to use your message to lead the path of our life.
我们也相信你要用你的话语来坚固我们的信心。
And I believe you're going to use your message to strengthen our life.
我们恳求主，你随意的工作在我们当中。
And Lord, may you freely move and do your work among us.
主啊，按照我们个人不同的需要，你亲自的来向我们讲话。
Please speak to us according to our own needs.
主，让我们有所领受。
So that we may receive.
愿你带领我们下面的时间。
May you lead the following time.
这样祷告。
We pray in such.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天讲的主题是摆在前面的喜乐。
The topic for today is the joy set before us.
那经文呢是记在希伯来书第十二章第一到第三节。
The passage is from Hebrew chapter 12 from verse 1 to 3.
希伯来书十二章第一到十三节。
Book of Hebrew chapter 12 verse 1 to 3.
找到之后我想请我读中文George 读英文哈，我们读中文的一起读，英文的也可以一起读。
So once you find where the passage is, may we all read together, read Chinese and English all together.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，全心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。在刚才读的圣经里面，在中文的圣经里面呢，提到有两个相同的字。
For the passage we just read, there are two exact same words being used in Chinese version.
第一个地方就是第一节的最后那一句，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，那个摆在前头的路程，这是第一个摆。然后第二节的后面中间，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看十字羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，这是摆在前面的喜乐。
The word being repeated in Chinese version is the word set, which is being referenced from the first verse. Let us run with perseverance the race. In Chinese, use the word set up for us. And the second appearance appeared in the middle of verse 2, who for the joy set before him.
这里的意思是什么呢？
And what does it mean?
这里的意思就是前面的路是摆在前面的，有意思的，不是偶然的。
It means the road that's ahead has been purposely being planned. It's not being happened by accident.
就是神把一条路确定了的路摆在我们前面。
That is the way we are facing has been set by our Lord.
然后呢，第二个地方呢，还有除了摆在前面的路之外呢，还有摆在前面的喜乐。
So besides the way or the race being set before us, another set has been used is the joy.
这个两方面都很重要。
Those two aspects are all very important.
我们很多人都不知道前面的路是怎么维度的。
For many of us, we do not know what's ahead of us.
不过呢，你可以回想2013年呢。
However, we can remember what had happened back in 2013.
我们就会想到，在2013年，我们所走过的路，有些是很畅顺的，有些是很不畅顺的。
If we remember what had happened back in 2013, we will realize we have been walking on some paths which might be prosperous or easy. However, there are some are quite difficult, were quite difficult for us.
过去一年有快乐的日子，有忧愁的日子。
They were happiness, they were sadness back in the last year.
同样，我相信在前面2014年也是一样的。
In the same way, we are going to face the same for the year ahead of us.
不过2013年跟2014年有个很大的不同。
And yet, there is a great difference between 2013 and 2014.
2013年是我们走过的那条路，是我们曾经走过的，知道发生了什么事情。
2013 is the way we have already experienced. We already know what had happened.
那2014年呢？
And yet, 2014,
没有人知道会发生什么事情。
No one yet know what to come.
有时候有点点的挂虑，有点点的恐惧。
Perhaps we do have some fear, we do have some worry of what's coming.
上个星期我医生叫我去检查那个血管。是例行检查。
Last week, I went for regular annual checkup for my physical issue.
那一例行检查呢，都可能有不同的结果的。
And yet, even though it was a routine annual checkup, and yet we can always see something different as the result.
我不知道发生什么事情。
I have no idea what will happen from the result.
那所以呢，我们必须有一种的东西。
And therefore, we must have something.
有一种正面的思想。
We must have some positive attitude.
有一种能力。
We must have some kind of
盼望来帮助我们好好的走过生命中的前面的每一段路。
That's something we can hold on to help us to walk through the path we are going to experience.
那刚才读了圣经有一句话非常好的。
The passage we just read, there is some words in there actually is excellent.
他说耶稣因为摆在前面的喜乐就轻看了羞辱，轻看了十字架的苦难。
It says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God."
耶稣有一种喜乐是摆在前面的喜乐。
There is a type of joy that Jesus possessed, which has been placed before him.
他就可以轻看羞辱
，enable him to scorn its shame.
轻看苦难
，to scorning the difficulties and trials.
圣经从来不会应许我们没有苦难。
Scripture never promised us that we will have an easy life.
没有难处，没有羞辱，没有不愉快的事情。
That we may see no shame, see no unhappy things.
但是这里有一种的应许，或者说有一种的方法。
And yet here is a promise, a way.
那就是摆在前面的喜乐。
That is a joy has been set.Before us,
我不晓得你有什么东西摆在你的前面，来帮助你走过人生的每一段的道路。
I wonder what do you have that has been set in front of you, which will enable you to walk on the path of your life.
在诗篇十六篇里面有一句这样的话。
There's a word in Psalm 16.
这诗人讲的，作诗的人讲。
Which being said by the psalmist.
他说：“我将耶和华摆在我的前面。”
The psalmist say, "I place the Lord Jehovah before me."
因他在我右边，我就不致动摇。
Because he is on my right side, and therefore I will not be shaken.
这是世人的一种信仰。
And this is the faith from the psalmist.
我不会动摇。
I won't be shaken.
虽然世界很多东西会摇动我。
Even though there are different things in this world, and they intend
会叫我害怕
to frighten me, to shake me.
但是因为我将耶和华摆在我前面
，and yet because I have placed my Lord before me,
就不会动摇。
And therefore, I won't be shaken.
这是他的态度。
And this is the psalmist's attitude of life.
前几个礼拜我看见一个人，他告诉我他曾经访问那个林书豪的教会的牧师。
Last week I was able to talk to a person who has done an interview to Jeremy Lin's pastor.
那个牧师告诉他一件事情。
Jeremy Lin's pastor told him.
他说那个林书豪十岁的时候很小，十岁。
He said when Jeremy Lin was still young at the age of 10.
我不晓得那位小弟弟几岁啊
？I wonder how old are you？
十岁啊，
哦，差不多。You are ten. Henry,
是他的年纪。
Just like your age.
他去做礼拜的时候呢， when 就拿着个篮球的。
When he attend Sunday service, he even carry basketball in the worship.
啊，那个牧师就问他，你为什么来崇拜都带着篮球呢
？And the pastor asked him, why do you bring basketball in the worship？
你想他怎么回答那个牧师
？Do you know what's his answer to his pastor？
他说：“我将来要去 NBA 的。”
He said, "Because one day I'm going to NBA."
哇，十岁就要去 NBA 了。
Even at the age 10, he has decided to go to NBA.
他意思是说，他把那个 NBA 这个事情呢，就摆在他的前面。
That means he has placed the goal of going to NBA before him.
有时候我们看他的这些影片啊，他练球啊，就是很辛苦的。
As sometimes we see how he trained himself, we realize he actually went through a lot of hardship.
漫长的路程啊。
It was a long and enduring process.
有很多的牺牲的。
There are a lot of sacrifices.
但是因为有这个目标在前面。
And yet because he has set his goal before him.
他就轻看了那个辛苦。
And then he can despise all the difficulties.
所以摆在前面的东西很重要。
And therefore, it is very important to know what has been set before you.
我有一位同学
，I have a
几十年前不，这个印象很深刻。
I have an old schoolmate.
他说他要考进在香港的，他考进那个香港大学。
That he studied, he was able to get into Hong Kong University.
那个时候香港很小大学的。
At the time, there were very few universities in Hong Kong.
要考进香港大学很不容易。
It is very difficult to be able to get in Hong Kong University.
他考进了。
And yet he was able to get in.
他怎么考进的呢？
Do you know how did he get into Hong Kong University?
他是不时地从那里找了一个香港大学的校徽，放在他的书桌前。
I don't know how did he find out. He found an icon of the college, and he placed that icon, the mark, in front of his desk.
所以每次温习功课的时候，就看到这个校徽。
So whenever he did his study, he always also look at that icon, the mark of the university.
温习功课真是很辛苦的。
At the time, doing study is very hard work.
他是摆在哪里？
And yet he has set out for
himself. 有个目标。
He has set his goal.
结果他真的考进香港大学啊。
And indeed, afterwards, he was able to get in Hong Kong University.
怕他读了一年就没读了。
And yet, after a year of study, he stopped.
他读神学。
He quit university and went to seminary.
不过呢，他就把这个事情告诉我们，觉得很有意思。
And yet, once he shared this story to me, I found out it was very interesting.
有些事情，我们就懂得怎么来面对。
Sometimes we need to know how to face the things that's going to happen.
千万不在面对人生的时候不要逃避，逃避没有用的。
Let us not to be a quitter. Quit doesn't work for your life.
你逃避的话，只有越来越逃避。
When you start quitting, then your life will destined to be a quitting life.
现在问我们自己一个问题。
And we must ask ourselves a question.
我们有什么东西摆在我们前面？
Is there anything in our life we want to place before us?
我觉得在信仰上。
I believe in our in the journey of faith.
我们需要有一种盼望。
We must to set a hope.
好像耶稣。
Just like Jesus.
主耶稣他怎么来面对他人生的苦难的呢？
Do you know how Jesus was able to face all the trials and difficulties and suffering of his life?
那当耶稣要完成十字架救恩的时候，他是经历一个很长的一条艰苦的路。
Before he accomplished the work of the cross, he actually endured and went through a long and slow journey.
他能够经过，我觉得有三种喜乐的元素来帮助他的。
The reason why he can walk through and endure this journey, I believe it's because there are three types of joy has been set before him.
我们来看看。
Let us see.
我们也这样的喜乐也同样可以临到我们身上。
May this joy can also come to us.
假如我们同样的来生活的话，
If we live the same way,
我们有同样的盼望，
And yet we have the same hope,
同样的能力，
And we receive the same power and strength to despise
人生种种那些不愉快的事情，
To scorn all the suffering andunhappy things happen to our life.
我用不愉快了，因为我觉得我们人生应该很少是说得上、谈得上是羞辱的，没有人要羞辱我们。
I use the word unhappy because I don't think we often going through a life of being ridiculed or
很多时候我们的难处也谈不上什么。
And actually, our difficulty is not worthwhile mentioning as suffering.
不过呢，有时候我是觉得呢，现代人对于小小的不愉快的事情都受不了。
However, I do feel that people of this age, we have a very low tolerance. Sometimes even little things can irritate us.
你有没有觉得我们特别这一代的年轻人啊？特别对一些事情受不了的。
Don't you find out the young people of our age sometimes they couldn't stand a lot of things, even they are very trivial.
很脆弱的。
They are so fragile.
有些失恋了就自杀了。
And some people when they were dumped by their boyfriend or girlfriend, they commit suicide.
某种压力来到又说要怎么样了。
And they couldn't face any type of stress or pressure, and they will start to complain.
好，所以我希望呢，我们能够有一些东西是我们能够掌握得到的。
And hopefully from today, we can grasp on something that can be our strength.
我是从信仰的角度来跟大家来思想这些事情。
I would like to ponder upon this topic through the aspect of faith.
当耶稣说那个要把种喜乐摆在前面的时候，第一种的喜乐叫我可以说是丰收的喜乐。
First type of joy which being mentioned, the joy set before Jesus, I would say this is a type of joy of harvest.
我们来看约翰福音第十二章。
May we turn to Gospel of John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章
John chapter 12，
这是耶稣要上十字架之前讲的一些话。
This is the word being said by Jesus before he was about to go to the cross.
约翰福音十二章二十三节
John chapter 12,
二十四节
verse 24 and 23 and 24。
这里说耶稣说人子得荣耀的时候到了，我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒， 若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Chapter 12, verse 23 and 24. Jesus replied, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds."
这是耶稣讲到关于他自己。
Jesus talk about himself.
他知道他前面的路很不容易。
He realized what he's going to face is quite difficult.
要经历死亡。
That he is going to experience death.
但是他说
And yet he said,
他是得荣耀的时候。
He said, this is the hour to receive, to be glorified.
他知道他的生命被牺牲之后会结出许多子粒来。
He understands the result of his sacrifice will produce many seeds.
这个我们种东西，我们都明白这个道理。
All we farmers, we understand when we plant something,
一粒麦子被种在落在地里死了，就结出许多子粒来。
If a kernel being planted, it will produce many seeds, many kernels after.
这是他的信念。
This is what.The thing he believes.
所以他知道，虽然经历过困难
，and therefore he understands, even though he's going to experience difficulty.
甚至于像一粒麦子被落在地里、埋在地里、死在地里
，even to a point, just like a kernel falls to the ground and dies.
但是死不是个结果
，and yet.Dying is not the result.
乃是结出许多的子粒来。
But rather to produce many seeds after.
将来有一个丰收的喜乐。
And there will be a joy of a harvest in the future.
我觉得今天的人可能很少想到这一点。
I think people of our time seldom we think about this.
今天呢，我们试试想到我过得去就已经很好了。
And a lot of us only think about how can I get over with it.
我能够不失败就已经很好了。
As long as I'm not facing any failing, then it's okay.
但人生不应该是这样。
And yet, this shouldn't be our attitude.
我觉得神创造我们的生命有一个无限的一种发展的能力。
And actually, God has given a special potential in our life that we can develop.To no end. There's no limit.
都好像一粒麦子。
That all of us is just like a kernel.
但一粒麦子呢，有可以发展的很大的、很丰富的。
And yet, even though just one single seed, it can produce many, many after.
弟兄姐妹，真的，我们需要有一种这样的眼光来看待我们的生命。
And brothers and sisters, may we have such perspective to view our lives.
我们所拥有的是生命。
Whatever we have is life.
有无限的力量。
With infinite power and
potential. 无限的影响。
Unlimited influence.
我真的希望我们拥有这样的一种心灵。
May we have such perspective.
不要白白的度过。
Don't just waste our life.
我们是可以有丰收的一个结果的。
We actually can produce harvest out of our life.
而且有一种丰收的喜乐的。
And then we can receive the joy of harvest. This is what our God has promised to us.
神给我们的生命是一个丰盛的生命。
The life God has given to us is an abundant life.
假如我们落在愁苦之中浪费了生命真是不值得。
If we just fall into our sorrow and we're constantly feeling sorry for ourselves, we are wasting our life away.
今天我不是跟大家讲那种生命的发挥。
And today I'm not talking about how may we have a better life.
我是讲你怎么来看到 这种丰收的喜乐的时候，就可以轻看，或者说知道你今天怎么来面对你的人生。
But rather to have an attitude, knowing what's ahead of us, and therefore you can scorn, you can despise, and put away the difficulties that's laying ahead of you.
这里有一个字，耶稣特别提到的。
There is a word being mentioned by Jesus especially.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了。
He said, unless a kernel of wheat falls.
落是很难面对的。
Falls is a fact of life. It's hard to face.
我们都很想来升上去。
All of us want to ascend.
是不是啊？我们步步
Don't we want to,
一步步
want to go higher and higher each time?
落很难面对。
And yet it's very hard to descend.
但是人生总是要起。有乐
And yet we realize this is the fact of life. We rise and we fall.
落可能是一种人生的一种失败挫折
Fall can be interpreted as sometimes we face frustration and failure.
假如你有一种丰收的喜乐在前面，你就能够轻看这种落这种失败的处境
And yet if you do have a joy of harvest.Being marked and set up for you ahead of you, then you are willing to fall.
还有这里提到落在地里里面被埋没了
And not only that, it fall into the ground and die.
被埋没了
Has been buried.
被埋没了也是很难面对的
It is hard for us to be buried.
曾经有一个人他跟我说
Once a person said to me,
他说：“老牧师，我有种感觉。”
This person said to me, "Pastor, I have something in me."
这个年轻人很特别，他对我说：“我有种怀才不遇的感觉。”
This young man said to me, "I often feel I'm so talented, and yet no one recognizes my talent."
他觉得自己很不错。
He feel he himself is pretty good.
但是没有人了解他。
And yet no one recognized his talent and ability.
没有人看重他。
And no one really value him.
他就好像被埋没了。
And he feel he has been buried.
很失望对世界对人。
And he feel disappointed to others.
我不晓得你们有没有这种情况。
I wonder has this feeling ever came to you before?
但是这里呢讲这种情况，就算你被埋没了。但是因为有种丰收的喜乐在前面，你不要你看来不重要。
And yet, the passage saying that even though you have been buried into the ground, don't worry because of the joy of harvest.
然后这里也说埋在地里死了。
Not only being fall into the ground, but also dies.
没有了，完全消失了。
It become goner, it's gone, disappear.
一粒麦子都是这样的，落在地里真的死了。
And as a kernel being fell to the ground, it died completely.
那耶稣当时就是这种情况。
This is like how Jesus went through the cross.
不过他不害怕。
And yet he was not afraid.
也不放弃。
He did not give up.
因为他知道。
For he knows.
他这粒麦子落在地里死了。
For he in this kernel falls.Into the ground will one day produce many.
好，我要讲清楚一点。
So I want to clarify this.
耶稣怎么能够这样看事情呢？
And how could he view life like this?
因为他知道自己所做的是什么。
Because Jesus realized what he recognized what he is doing.
他愿意奉献了，付出了这个生命。
He's willing to offer his own life for the cause.
好像是牺牲了。
It seems like he's sacrificing his own life.
但是生命被埋没，一定会有成长。
And yet, when a life being buried, there is something else will be produced.
比方说
For example,
我们在教会里面的侍奉
Just like our service in the church.
有两种的情况。
There are two conditions may happen.
有时候我们是奉献了我的时间、我的金钱、我的身外之物。
Sometimes we offer our time, our money, or something that doesn't really belong to my body.
这些都很好。
They are all good.
你奉献你的时间，你的才能，你的金钱，这个都很好。
You offer your talent, your money, your time. This is all good.
但是有一样东西你奉献的是更为宝贵的。
And however, there is one other thing. If you can offer it, it will be more precious.
那就是你的生命。
That is your life.
当然，你说钱财就是我的生命了。
Perhaps you say, Pastor Low, money is my life.
但是你的生命跟钱财是两件事情。
And however, I want to tell you, your life and your money are two different things.
什么是奉献生命呢？
Then what does it mean offering your life?
啊，我其实我刚才看见姐妹在带领诗歌的时候。
As I a few minutes ago, as I watched our sister leading the praise.
都很好。
All the praise was good.
我有一种生命的感觉。
I feel there is a touch of life in there.
她不是马马虎虎的，好像做了一件事情就算了。
She is not just here trying to fulfill her duty.
乃是表达了她从生命里头的那种生命的感觉。
But rather an expression of life.
假如我们所有一生的侍奉都用一种摆上自己的生命的态度的话。
If we offer our service using the attitude as we are offering our life,
这包括我们的牺牲
including our sacrifice,
我们的爱心
our love,
我们对人的同情
our sympathy to others,
这种真真正正的付出生命的那种里头的那个人的那种代价的一定有结果
the genuine giving as yourself to others,It will definitely produce result.
我可以很清楚地告诉大家
I can clearly tell you.
假如我们在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹都在每一个侍奉上都摆出一种生命的侍奉
If every single brother and sister you truly minister your service with your life.
甘愿牺牲付出好像麦子被埋床都愿意的
You are willing to serve in an attitude just like a kernel being willing to fall into the ground and die
我们一定有收获
There will definitely be harvest
最近 我参加一个安息礼拜
Recently I just attend a funeral service
我的几十年的同工他离开世界了
A very close co-worker being a co-worker with me for several decades
在费城的地方
He died
他是那边的义务的主任
And he is a volunteer administrator in Philadelphia
他是一个大学教授
He is a college professor
他也兼任角声费城的义务主任
And not only that, he has been also a head administrator for the CCHC organization in Philadelphia division.
这件事情叫我很惊讶的
There is one thing I was truly amazed about
我平常不知道的
Which I didn't know about him
我发觉那个安息礼拜
I found out during the funeral service
那个费城的地方中国人其实不多。
And actually, the Chinese population in Philadelphia is not much.
那天竟然来了四百多人。
And yet, that day came with 400 people.
而且有些他曾经帮助过的、服侍过的人，他们都透过各种不同的方式来表达他们的感谢。
Many people whom he has been served by this brother who passed away, and they came to show their gratitude.
有一位姐妹她说
A sister said,
她看到这种情况
When she saw what's going on in the funeral service,
我想不到她做了那么多的事情
And she said, I couldn't imagine he has done so much.
生命的摆上付出是有丰收的结果。
When you offer yourself and offer your life, it will produce harvest.
主耶稣相信。
Jesus believed.
他这样的摆上不是白白的摆上。
He is not wasting his life when he offered himself.
因为这种丰收的喜乐，他就轻看了在这个侍奉的这个奉献的过程中那种的困难了。
Because of the joy of harvest, which enabled him to scorn all the difficulties he faced.
弟兄姐妹，在侍奉上有没有困难？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you face difficulties?
可能不一定有困难，但是有很多的失望。
Perhaps you do have disappointment.
因为不是很多人晓得、懂得来欣赏、明白。
Because not many people may appreciate your effort.
但是你自己知道。
And yet you yourself know clearly.
在主里面的劳苦是不徒然的。
All the effort you have spent in the Lord won't be wasted.
这是摆在前面的喜乐。
This is the harvest of joy being set before you.
另外呢，耶稣的这种喜乐有另外一种特点呢，
and
就是路加福音第十章。
And yet there is another character of joy. Let us turn to Book of Luke, chapter 15.
第十章二十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
这里说，正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就宽乐说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。第十章第二十一节。
Verse 21, excuse me. Chapter 10, verse 21. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, and said,
天父，天地的主，我感谢你。
I praise you, Father, the Lord of heaven and earth.
那耶稣当时为什么欢乐呢？
Why Jesus feel joyful at the time?
他为什么来感谢呢？
Why he gave thanks to the Lord?
跟前面有关的。
It's because something happened before.
前面呢，十七节，那七十个人欢欢喜喜的回来说，主啊，因你的名，就是鬼也服了我们。
Because what had happened right before this, there were 70 people sent by Jesus, and they came back and say to Jesus joyfully, saying,
这里说鬼也服了我们。
Even demons submit to us.
18节。
And verse 18.
耶稣对他们说，
And Jesus replied,
我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样。
I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.
然后十九节，我已经给你们权柄，可以遣打蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力。
I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all the power of enemy. Nothing will harm you.
这里讲什么呢？
What is it talking about?
这里是讲一种胜利得胜的喜乐。
And this is a joy of overcoming.
撒旦魔鬼被彻底的打败了。
That Satan and demon has been destroyed.
死亡再不能够控制我们了。
Death no longer can have its power on us.
这是耶稣看到的一件事情。
This is what Jesus has seen.
事实上呢，十字架确实带来这个结果。
Indeed, the cross will bring out this result.
保罗可以很肯定的说，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
That Paul declared confidently that who can accuse the one being chosen by the Lord?
保罗可以大声的宣告说，死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
And Paul can declare with boldness, say, death, where is your sting?
他可以向死亡、向魔鬼来夸胜。
And he can declare his victory over death.
因为魔鬼的能力、他的权柄已经消失了。
Because the power of demon has been destroyed and been overcome.
这是耶稣所看见的一个结果。
And this is the result what Jesus has seen.
他面对挑战。
He faced his challenge.
而且胜过。
And he overcame the challenge.
就是他能够有这种喜乐摆在前面。
And this is the reason why there's a joy has been set before him.
用在我们的身上又怎么样呢？
And then how can we apply this to our life?
我觉得基督徒我们是可以面对挑战的。
I believe all Christians, we are able to face our challenges.
你假如从来没有试过面对挑战，你就不会有一种得胜的喜乐。
If you have never encountered great challenges, then you will have never enjoyed the joy of overcoming.
不过我要说明一点。
However, I do want to state.
当上帝要我们面对挑战的时候，
When God allows us to face our challenges,
他不是一定要我们得胜的。
He may not want us, overcomer.
是他已经胜过了撒旦。
But rather, he has already declared his triumph over Satan.
而他邀请我们去面对挑战。
And then he demands us to face the challenge.
而经历那个胜利的喜乐。
In order to experience the joy of overcoming.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
弟兄姐妹，神没有把我们生命中的困难拿走。
Dear brothers and sisters, our Lord did not take away the difficulties in our life.
他要我们去面对他。
But rather,He asked us to face the trial,
接受这个挑战,
to accept the challenges,
然后去经历他的能力与帮助,
then to experience his mighty power.
我们有一种胜利的喜乐,
then we will enjoy the joy of overcoming.
那个保罗当他年老的时候所讲的句话就很清楚了。
At the end of Paul's life, he said,
他还能够坦然地面对死亡。
That he say he is ready to face death.
因为有一个公义的冠冕在等着他。
For he know there is a crown of righteousness has been waiting for him.
他说美好的仗我打过了。
He say I have fought a good fight.
他不是说美好的仗我打赢了。
He is not saying I have fought and I won.
他打过了。
But he rather he say I have fought.
他说当跑的路我跑尽了。
He say the race I have ran.
他不是说当跑的路我跑了第一，没有。
He is not saying I have ran the race and I won.
他说所信的道我守住了。
He say I have kept my faith.
守住就不是说我得到多少分数。
So when he say he kept.His faith. He's not saying he's scoring high in his the scale of faith.
但是意思就是说我努力过了。
He this is saying the endeavor has paid.
我就得到那个胜利的冠冕。
And therefore, I can receive the crown of overcoming, the triumph.
我们真的需要这种眼光。
May we have such attitude.
面对挑战其实是生命中一种很大的喜乐。
Actually, it is quite a joy of being able to face challenges.
尤其是我们有上帝恩典跟应许的人。
Especially for those of us who do receive and do have the promise of our Lord.
我很感谢神，从我初信主的时候，教会就这样来训练我，提醒我去面对挑战。
I thank my Lord.When I was just a beginner in my journey of faith, my church has trained me in such a way.
所以我在那个信仰的路上呢，我常常都会把一个高度来摆在我的前面。
And therefore, in the journey of my faith, oftentimes I have placed a scale before me with certain
height. 我越过了，我又再高一点。
As I face the challenge, I will the challenge became my stepping stone so I can go higher.
然后越过了，我又再高一点。
As I overcome another challenge, I was able to step higher.
所以很多人他认识我的时候的人呢，他会觉得老牧师你是怎么来经过的，你能够这个生命可以做那么多的事情。
So some people who knew me, they often question me, Pastor Lo, how do you experience and how do you endure and go through your life?
我只是觉得我是不断的来接受挑战。
All I know is I continuously to receive and accept challenges.
有人告诉我，他以为我完成了那个使命中心的那个大的 building 的那个事工，就应该是完了。
And a lot of some people thought once I accomplished the project of the mission center building project, perhaps I should stop.
但是他不知道我现在又在开始在那个 Main Street 里面开始一个福音广场。
A little did they know I started another project in the heart of the city in Flushing.
那是更难的，更不容易的事情。
We are planning to have another mission center in the heart of Flushing, which is an even more difficult project.
越接受挑战，越能够经历上帝的恩典。越能够达到更好的目标。
I thank the Lord. The more challenges I receive and willing to face it, the more power and more grace I experience.
I have experienced. 可以的。
Yes, we do have such potential.
靠着主的能力，靠着他的恩典，
with
凡事都能做。
With His grace, we can do all things.
所以，当我们摆着有一个胜利的喜乐放在前面呢，我们就可以轻看了今天的辛苦。
And therefore, if we place the joy of overcoming before us, we can put all the frustration aside from us.
其实真的很辛苦的，去建造个工作不容易的。
It is indeed quite hard work. Try to build something.
也许大家不知道。
You may not know.
我们在教会里面那里越做工啦，这同工教会的同工呢就会越欣赏你的。
Actually, the more work you put in, the more you will be appreciated by the church members.
我现在已经到一个地步了，我越做工呢，那些人越怀疑我的。
And yet, I am in a point. The more work I put into the project, more doubts.Will be raised by others.
他们想不通老牧师在做什么。
They wonder about my motivation, my purpose.
最简单的一个想法就是老牧师要建立自己的王国。
And oftentimes people say you have your own ambition, you want to build up your own name.
这很难过了，真是不容易。
This is quite disappointing realization for me.
要建造一个工作，不是很多钱啊，还要找还要去筹款啊。
And not only building a project, we need a lot of financial need. We need to do a lot of fundraising.
你知道真的很不容易。
It's quite hard.
那些你去装修，那些装修的公司老板会问你拿钱的。
Because when you start to renovate and build your buildings, those contractors, they need money from you.
没有钱付是很难过的。
If you're not able to give them money, it's quite embarrassing and hard.
不容易的。
It's hard.
不过呢，我相信。
However, I believe.
我会经过。
I'm able to go through.
因为这是过去一直都经过的事情。
Because I have experienced this thing such before.
我觉得神不会让我走一条我会跌倒的路。
I believe God will make me to walk on a path which I will fall.
那最近有一个牧师他给我很大的安慰。
Recently, a pastor friend gave me a quite comforting word.
这是我很少很少听到的话。
A word which I seldomly heard.
不过我听到了，我已经觉得很够了。
And once I receive this word, I all of a sudden I feel this is enough.
他说：“老牧师，我很敬佩你。”
And he said, Pastor Low, I truly admire you.
因为你能够在 deficit 这个亏损的时候还继续的向前。
Because you have the courage to march forward even in the state of deficit.
很多人在亏损的时候就逃了，就不做。
A lot of people quit in the state of deficit.
但是我的经验是，脚生的事工的发展，就是在不断不断的亏损，而度过亏损度过的过程中，来达到今天的情况。
But I can testify that CCHC's development was constantly going through deficit, and we developed.And we flourish in the state of deficit.
我看到了那种 结果那种胜利、有结果的喜乐。
And I do see and have seen the result.
这个是很难传给大家。
Of triumph and overcoming.
我只能够说，生命是个，尤其是个信主有信仰的生命，是个无限的生命。
And all I can tell you is a life with the Lord.It's a life without limit.
是个经历喜乐的生命。
It's a life that can experience joy.
最后了，时间不多了。
Lastly, the third type of joy.
把耶稣前面的喜乐，第三种就是满足的喜乐。
The third type of joy is of Jesus. Is the joy of satisfaction.
这是他上帝托付他的工作。
This is the work has been given.By his heavenly father,
他完成了。
He has accomplished.
他可以跟上帝在这种交付完成的那个过程中，能够享受一种满足的喜乐。
Then, when he faces his father, he is able to enjoy the joy of satisfaction.
不晓得大家有没有经历过这样的事情。
I wonder you have ever experienced this.
好像我把一件工作交给做需要做了。Just like, 工作很辛苦，不过他做完了。
Just like I have given George a project, and he worked so hard, at the end, he finished the project.
你知道吗？在这种情况中，他很喜乐，因为他完成了工作。
Do you know at that moment,The joy is his because he has accomplished the work has been assigned to him.
我也很喜乐。
I also am in great joy.
因为他顺服了这个吩咐而完成了一个工作。
Because he has submitted my order and he has accomplished his assignment.
耶稣在他离开世界之前，他的祷告就是这样。
Before the departure of Jesus from this world, he prayed.Like、
他说：“父神啊
He's a Father,
你所交给我的人
，the people you have given me，
一个都没有失落。
None of them are lost。
就说父神耶稣完全的完全了父神给他的托付。
That is Jesus has accomplished the assignment Heavenly Father has given to him。
所以十字架最后他七句话里面有一句就是。”成了。
And therefore, one word out of the last seven words of Jesus is, "It is finished."
他可以轻看今天的羞辱。
He can put away and put aside all the ridicule and all the mockery of this world. For he knows,
当他见主的时候
when he faces the Lord,
那是个满足的喜乐。
He will experience the joy of satisfaction.
弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们一生怎么过的呢?
How do we live our life?
我们不知道。
We don't know.
前面的日子我也不知道。
We don't know what we will experience our life in the future.
但是有三个态度。
And however, let us remember three attitudes.
这三个态度，假如你在生命中好好的遵循。
If we keep these three attitudes in our life,
你 不会失去你的喜乐。
You will not lose your joy.
第一
First,
就是过一个奉献的生活。
That is, you live a life of offering and sacrificing.
好像一粒麦子落在地里死了。
Just like a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies.
奉献的生活。
It will produce abundant life.
第二个
Secondly,
是接受挑战的生活
，a life that's willing to face challenges and receive challenges。
这是第二个。
That's the second point。
第三个
，thirdly，
是顺服的生活
，a life of submission。
我告诉大家
，Let me share with you。
假如你愿意抱着三个态度来度过你的人生
，if you're willing to hold on to the three attitudes，
无论人生
，to be the principle of your life，
那个道路。发生什么事都不要。
No matter how difficult your journey will be,
你都有喜乐摆在前。
You will have joy being set in front of you.
弟兄姐妹，有没有见过人离开世界的时候会笑的呢
Have you seen anyone who laugh and smile before their departure from this world?
我老实说，我们很少看到，人死的时候。
Honestly, seldomly we see when
很少看到人死
when people die.
更加很少看到人死的时候会笑。
We see very few smiles during people's death.
我预备这个讲章的时候，就曾经问过一个人。
As I was preparing the sermon, at the time, I also asked a person.
这个祷告会完了之后，我就问那个姐妹。
At the end of our prayer meeting, I asked.
你有没有见过一个人他死的时候笑的呢
？I asked the sister.Have you ever seen anyone die and the person laugh and smile before his or her death?
她说她没有见过。
And she said, no, I have never seen.
不过了，她的妈妈告诉她。
And however, her mom told her.
她的妈妈告诉她，她的婆婆就说，她的妈妈的妈妈死的时候是笑的。
And however, her mom told her, your grandma, that's her mom's mom,When she passed away, she smiled.
然后呢，那个他讲的时候，我旁边一位牧师他就回应。
And as she was talking, another pastor who heard this, right next to her, and he also replied.
他说我见过一个人死的时候笑的。
And he said, indeed, I have seen someone who smiled during his death.
他说在台湾的时候。
He said in Taiwan, he was in Taiwan.
他教会那个长老就是这样。
One of the elders in his church passed away just like this.
他病得很辛苦。
He went
在那个弥留之际，就躺在床上。
A very difficult illness. It was he went through a quite suffering before the death.
然后大家都围坐他。
Before his death, many people surround his deathbed.
然后呢，那个探监那个长老起来
，and all of the sudden
从床上坐起来
，all of the sudden the elder dying elder sat up，
就看到前面的地方
，and all of the he steered his eyes to the place in front of him，
就看着那个地方
，and he looked far away，
就有一种很兴奋的一种笑容出来
，and then therefore there's a joy being overflowing through his face。
人家都瞧着他看的地方去看，你看到看不到什么
，and all others try to look to the place where he was focusing。
但是从他的笑容里面那种快这种感觉里面就知道他看到这些东西。
And however, through his facial expression, they realize he is actually seeing something.
当我听到这个牧师这样讲的时候
，As I heard the story from this pastor,
我就对他们说啊，我真是希望我死的时候是笑的。
And then I say to them, I really hope.When I die, I smile.
我也真的这样祷告，我觉得。
I truly pray I may die this way.
我真的向神祷告，我神啊，真是，假如能够笑着离开世界，这是最大最大的祝福。
I truly want to depart this world with a smile. This will be a great blessing for me.
我觉得我们都可以的。
I believe all of us can.
其实，假如你有个真实的信仰。
If you have a genuine faith in you,
用我刚才所讲的那个态度来过生活
with the attitudes I mentioned to live your life,
我觉得我们是可以笑的
I believe we all can smile when we face our
虽然不一定是面容上来笑
Maybe we are not able to produce a smile facial expression,
但是里面一定有一种满足的喜乐在里面。
Yet I believe there must be a joy inside of us.
那三种态度是什么？记得吗
？You still remember those three attitudes we should have?
奉献的态度。
An attitude of sacrificing.
接受挑战的态度。
An attitude of facing attitude.
顺服父神的吩咐的态度。
And thirdly, is able to be submissive.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们去低头祷告。
May we bow our head.
亲爱的天父，感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
宝贵的应许。
Such a precious promise you have given to us.
主，让我们知道在主里面的劳苦不徒然。
So that we know all the labors we have put in the Lord is not in vain.
我们也相信一切的摆上奉献都不徒然。
We know everything we have offered will not go empty.
我们真是愿意来过一个顺服的生活。
We want to live a life of submission.
主，你所交付给我们的工作。
And Lord, whatever work you have assigned to us,
我们都忠忠心心地完成它。
May we do it faithfully.
求主将来帮助我们。
And Lord, may you help us
来度过我们的人生。
To live our life.
谁听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.